Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Nirav. Good evening. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We're happy to host the management team, which is represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO. We will have the opening remarks from the management, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Arun.
Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q1 FY26 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO, SGA, our Relationship Advisor. We have uploaded our Q1 FY26 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. I will begin with a brief update on the company, then move to our company's performance during the quarter. The global economy is facing several headwinds, with uncertainties around tariffs and conflict-like situations in many parts of the world. The era of globalization is slowing down, and many companies, especially in the Western world, are focusing on becoming more self-reliant rather than depending on other nations for their supply chain and manufacturing. However, we believe this shift has its own challenges. While indigenous can bring benefit in certain industries, the reality is that high labor costs, rising energy prices, and the lack of skilled manpower make it difficult for the West to be fully reliant. The West will continue to lead in technology, but countries like India, China, and others have the advantage of skilled labor at competitive cost. India continues to hold a relatively stronger position compared to many other economies. While we do feel some effects of the global uncertainty, India's growth story remains strong. In fact, it is expected to be the fastest-growing major economy in the world. Coming to the performance of the company, we delivered a steady performance this quarter, achieving our all-time high revenue of ₹276.4 crores, a growth of 15% year-on-year for the quarter ended June 2025. Achieving this milestone, despite a challenging global backdrop, is a strong reflection of our enduring customer relationship, the trust in our product quality, and the commitment of our entire team. Let me now share a few key updates from our operations during this quarter. Export continued to be a major growth driver, reaching ₹103.1 crores, a remarkable growth of 69% compared to the same period last year. The performance comes despite geopolitical and economic challenges, and it is a testament to the sustained demand for our products in the global market. While we continue to keep a close watch on the evolving global environment, we remain confident about our prospects thanks to our diversified presence across geographies and our strong, long-standing relationships with customers and dealers worldwide. On the domestic front, sales remained largely stable. We recently secured a large order from one of India's leading integrated power plant equipment manufacturers. Looking ahead, we see a strong growth potential in the domestic SS pipe and tubes market, supported by the ongoing shift from the unorganized to organized sector and revival in CapEx by end-user industries. The domestic demand outlook overall remains positive. On the order book side, our pipeline remains healthy at rupees 560 crore, with a particularly strong inquiry coming from the power sector, an area where we expect to see sustained momentum in the months ahead. On the CapEx front, our project for value-added fitting and seamless pipes and tubes are progressing as planned, and we expect the new capacities to be commissioned in the second half of FY26, along with seamless, as announced previously. We will also be installing piercing lines to ensure we remain fully backward integrated. In closing, this quarter has further strengthened our foundation. We have proved our ability to grow even in uncertain times, leveraging both our domestic and export strengths with a good order book, demand outlook, and strategic investments in place. We are entering the next phase of growth with optimism and confidence. Our focus will remain on delivering high-quality products, customer trust, and creating long-term values for all our stakeholders. I am confident that best is yet to come, and together we will continue to raise the bar for performance to the performance in the industry. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO.
We are pleased to share that our company has delivered a resilient performance in the first quarter of FY26. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q1 FY26 reached an all-time high at rupees 276.4 crore compared to rupees 240.1 crore in Q1 FY25, reflecting a healthy 15% year-on-year growth. The revenue mix for the quarter stood at 55% from seamless pipe and 38% from welded pipe. Seamless pipe registered a revenue growth of 13% and welded grew by 10%. On the EBITDA front, EBITDA for Q1 FY26 stood at rupees 44.9 crore compared to rupees 47.9 crore in Q1 FY25. EBITDA margin for the quarter was 16.2%. Profit after tax, PAT for Q1 FY26 was rupees 24.8 crore compared to rupees 27.5 crore in Q1 FY25 with a margin of 9%. In closing, we remain optimistic about the journey ahead. With a clear strategy, ongoing investment in product expansion, and a sharp focus on operational excellence, we are confident in our ability to deliver sustainable and profitable growth. Our goal is to further strengthen the Venus brand and set new benchmark in the stainless steel pipes industry. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. The first one, like in terms of this project that we won for like supercritical thermal power from the supercritical thermal power manufacturer of 190 crores, have we started execution? And if yes, then how much have we executed yet till now?
No, it has not been started, but we are very soon we'll be starting the same.
Okay, and this is like the execution period is 15 months, I guess, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and sir, any update on, you know, orders from the likes of, you know, Aramco or ADNOC or any product approval that is, you know, placed yet?
See, as a company, on each quarter there are approvals being received. From a few of the other companies other than what you mentioned. ADNOC is already, we are already approved for ADNOC. So we keep on getting those approvals. And see, we don't categorically give the name of those approvals what are being received by the company. But again, as we said, out of the total order book of 560, there is a around 35% is from export side. So there is a healthy export order book also currently which is maturing, which includes supply to Europe, USA, Middle East.
And sir, just pardon my ignorance, that the order book was 560 crores, right?
560 crores, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Those are my questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Sneha from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, to start with, what is the share of exports to the US market? Any impact on the tariffs that we are seeing? Secondly, if you could speak about, you have mentioned strong order book starting. So would you be revising, your guidance upwards, some flavor there? And when can we see, stronger growth coming in from Q2, if at all, you could just give some color on that would be helpful.
See, from the tariff perspective, there had been changes in the Section 232 tariff, which has been on our product, which has made from 25 to 50% in the month of June only. But apart from that, we have not seen much effect from that yet. But as a company, we are too cautious. We are also keeping a close watch on what will be going to happen. Then out of the current order book of export, we have around 15 to 20% from USA side, the total order book, out of the total export portion of order what we are currently carrying with us. And currently, we are also reviewing those situations and seeing a very close eyes how it's pan out in going forward. And keeping the healthy order book, we believe we have given a guidance of around 20% overall growth at the top line. We believe definitely we will be able to touch at least 25% growth in this financial year.
So you are revising your guidance up from 20 to 25% for the volume and anything on the margin front? Because you've given 16 to 18% range at this point of time. You are closing.
We maintain that. We maintain the same.
Understood. Like, lastly, on the Saudi Arabia market, there was a news in between that they put dumping duty on China and other markets. Any significant traction that you're seeing, or would you like to highlight some new customer additions which are taking place from that particular market point of view?
Definitely. It will give a good demand in welder side segment. We had already started receiving some of the order from Saudi market. But still, we are pursuing with number of clients and discussing ongoing with number of clients. So we are expecting good demand from the Saudi market in the coming months.
That was really helpful, sir. Lastly, on the capex front, we are commissioning all the value added portions for things. Could you give some timelines? Are they on track? When is the capacity expansions expected in these ones?
Yeah, basically the backward integration, expansion of seamless and fitting, these are the three projects which are currently underway. So they are all running on track, and we believe we completed by S2F second half of this year.
Understood. Thanks a lot, team. All the very best.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, two questions. First is that on the new capacity addition that you've done and the incremental capacities that are going to come through in this year, how should we think about the capacity utilization for FY26 and FY27 broadly? And I'm just trying to link it to your upgraded guidance. So is the mix going to be, that the ramp up in the value added is going to be a lot more sharp, like incremental demand that's coming through?
It will be mixed. If you take the capacity utilization, the way the capacity will be panning out, keeping those under consideration, the blended utilization should be near to 80%, what we believe. And for the coming year, FY27, it should be probably higher than that, keeping as all the capacity would come by end of FY26. And again, the blended utilization, if you see the capacity of seamless and welded, it will pan out today. And somewhere or other, 60-40 ratio would be there, probably sort of that.
So this 80% capacity utilization blended, you are talking about on 42,000? Or
on 42,000, keeping others taking the condenser tube plant which have come at a later date.
And the new plant volume ramp-up, how should we think about it? The second half fittings and the value-added pipes that you mentioned?
It should not be much for this year, but again, we are trying that. In the last quarter, we are able to start that, but not much would be able to accrue in this year.
Getting. So in terms of the cost ramp-up, right, so we've obviously seen a sharp jump-up in employee cost and other expenses. Now, it could be presumably going to exports and the CapEx ramp-up, but incrementally on these numbers, what kind of growth should we see, or this number should now start to stabilize on a QoQ basis?
See, generally, yes, it should stabilize, but again, when the contribution of welded increase, so generally, RM consumption cost slightly increased and the other cost decreased to a certain extent, but as we believe it should definitely start stabilizing in the going forward quarters.
Yeah, no, so I'm just talking about it from an absolute number perspective, basically. Employee cost and other expenses.
Absolute number, see, again, it's very tough to give an exact number, but it should be near to this number. But again, see, what happens is sometimes you have a different type of delivery. If your export increase further, then this cost also changes. So there are too many permutations and combinations also when these factors are taken into consideration.
Get the point. And sir, on the domestic market, right, so the revenue has dropped. Just want to understand if the yields have also considerably dropped, right? So, how should we think about the yield improvement in the domestic market and the volume growth improvement in the domestic market? I know you have that new order thing that should contribute, but in general, apart from that, demand environment, if you could just talk a little bit about that.
See, primarily the demand, as we said, it has been from power sector, but other sector, not much is there, but again, oil and gas, chemical engineering are the other sector where we are looking into. So we believe going forward, there should be also demand from this sector. But not immediate demands are there from this sector in quantum. But see, power, but again, power is a very huge amount of demand which is coming into the number of tenders being floated for power and all. So, and which is a new demand seems to be, which was not there in the system into too much quantity. So I think that should also help.
Get the point. And sir, just, I know it's slightly premature, but in FY27, once all your capacity addition comes through, what kind of growth should we assume from a top-line perspective or from a volume growth perspective?
FY26 to FY27, again, as all the capacity would be there, so we believe at least on the top-line level, 20% growth should be there.
Get the point. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Shivkumar Prajapati from Ambit Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is on export front. If we exclude the U.S. tariff impact, then where do we stand on the pricing and quality front in comparison to, some South Korean or, you say, Chinese suppliers?
See, the Section 232 tariff that has been increased in the month of June, it is on all the entire country exporting to U.S. It is not standalone on India. So it generally doesn't have much effect on India or other countries.
Okay. And sir, since we are, growing strongly in the export market, say Europe, Middle East, so what percentage of, export revenue is recurring versus one-off order?
See, generally, yes, see, recurring is there from USA, recurring is there from Europe, a few recurrings are also there from Middle East. And see, we are also adding a customer in all these geographies. New customers are being added, new centers are distributors and traders are being added. So that is keep on continuing, and also approvals are being, we are working on approvals. Approvals are being received, and few more approvals are waited for which we are working towards that.
Okay, sir. And my last question is a bookkeeping question, maybe. Can you please give the volume growth for seamless and welded for this quarter? And did we book any inventory loss or gain during the quarter?
Nothing as such. And a quantity figure we are not giving.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Nano Pratesh from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, what explains the decline in domestic business still? So last year also you had a challenge. First quarter you also have a challenge. And the profitability, or let's say the lower profitability which got set in from quarter two of last year because of lower realizations. So that still continues in the industry and for you, or there is any reversal in the incremental profitability on the orders that you are taking in seamless and welded?
From the domestic demand perspective, there had been subdued domestic demand. And also see our strategy was there to move more towards export to capture many of the country of the world too. That we did last year and also in the last quarter. But again, as we said, we are seeing good amount of demand in the power sector, so we got an order from that. And going forward also we are will be bidding in few of the other contracts related to power, and we believe those orders should be few of them should also be won by us. On the margin perspective, definitely yes, last quarter it was last year-on-year it was very high. But it has been depleting because there are a few reasons behind that. First, there has been increase in capacity. Further, in case of welded, we were not supplying in export market like US and other countries where we penetrated very newly in the last year. So those were the reasons that is taken the margin. And also subdued domestic demand was also one of the reasons for a bit hitting margin. But going forward, we are trying to maintain the margin above 16 to between 16 to 18. There will be few more reasons than that. More value-added products are coming into play. So those should help us to improve the margin in the coming forward quarters to come.
So which means the industry profitability is not reversed still on the incremental orders. Is that correct? So whatever drop came,
yes,
that drop still persists in the industry and for your orders, correct?
Yeah, but now the...
Yeah. Pritesh, we had the, as a Venus Pipe, we had the different advantage. We had the combination of the various SS pipes in all the category of SS pipe. With all this combination, or we had newly developed the condenser tube pipe facility also, which is the high-end value-added product in the welded pipe. Or same way we are planning to go on the fitting plant also, which will serve along with the pipe. We will be able to supply the fitting also to our various client. That will also operation in the, this last quarter of financial year. So now all the product which we have previously expanded, that was all the basic product we are supplying to every industry. Now in the first, since last 1 year, what we are doing, we are in more value-added product we are going forward, or more value-added service we are going. So that will give the advantage in the coming years or coming quarters after the complete capacity will be established. In the new phase, new capacity expansion, we have already commenced the condenser tube plant. One phase is already completed. Another phase will complete in the this quarter, Q2 of this year. Another Q3 and Q4. By the Q4, all our capacity will be done. So that will give the value-added product and value-added service advantage in the next FY27.
So when do you start executing the condenser tube orders that you have got from BHEL?
No, still we have not received the order from BHEL for condenser tube. We are already participating in this tender, or we are expecting that this tender will open in the coming next 1 or 2 weeks.
So the 190 crore order.
Yeah, that was for welded tube. That was for seamless side, not condenser tube plant. That was for welded tube for seamless out. So already we'll in this quarter we'll execute some almost 50% of the total quantity of the order this quarter. Next quarter we are expecting almost say 25% to 30%, or in the by the March 25-30%, remaining will be the first quarter of the FY27.
Which means that the domestic growth decline which started last year will start reversing from quarter two.
Yes.
So we will start seeing domestic growth coming.
Yes.
Right. And the margin improvement will be a function of the product mix change, not to
yes,
do with.
Definitely.
Right. It is a product mix change. Okay.
Yes.
Now, on the volume growth side, what Bubnaji mentioned of about, Kunal mentioned about 20-25% volume growth.
Yes.
Can you tell us what was the volume growth in quarter one and how much volumes in combined you did in quarter one?
We are not giving such quantity figure for quarter basis.
but quarter volume growth you can share? If 15% was your revenue growth, was the volume growth similar number? Or?
No, no, it was lesser than that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from Nana Surya Naik from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving you opportunities. So just to understand the fittings volume by where suppose you know we can consider. So what would it constitute for FY 2027 and 2028? And I expect that you know, the volume, the value wise, it will be more than the you know say, the seamless. So if you can throw some light on that.
Yeah, again you're right. Quantity is very tough for fitting because those are sold in numbers and all. So basically in FY 2027 we believe the capex would be in the range of 60 to 70 crore in fitting, and the top line which can come out of it can be around 3x or more than 3x. So a certain percentage of that will come in FY 2027 and beyond that in FY 2028.
So in terms of realization, if you can give some color to that.
Oh, it's very tough to give. There are a number of products and it's sold on number, as I said you. There are no such specific realization which can I can connect with you.
Okay. And sir, regarding the raw material scenario, are we seeing the raw material scenario easing off or is it maybe it will be benign for us for segment of, for the current position or it is hardening?
Can you repeat? I'm unable to get you.
What is the raw material scenario or pricing scenario?
More or less not too much. It's more or less stable currently.
Okay, and sir, in terms of industry applications, applications majorly is from the thermal power stations or any other sectors we are actually getting measure. What is the second and third contribution of the in terms of sectoral exposure?
No, it's a diversified industry base. It's engineering, power, chemical, food processing, pharmaceutical. It's a mixed bag of industry which come into play. It is not a single industry we supply to.
But in the current order book, it is majorly thermal power stations?
See, one of the bigger order, as we say, is 90 to 200 crores is from power industry, you are right. But apart from that, it also consists of export book. And apart from that, the orders are from chemical, engineering, oil and gas, power and other sectors.
Okay. And do you see any risk from the tariffs? Are we going to export to the U.S. market or away from the U.S. market to other areas?
No, see, as a company, our intent is to diversify across many geographies. So we are supplying in Europe, USA, Middle East, Southeast Asia and African countries. But again, in case of USA, again, the tariff is, because nobody knows what tariff will come tomorrow, today or someday after today. So those risks we see definitely from the US side, but I think if it is there for every company, so it should not be much affecting. But we are keeping a close eye on the scenario which is happening in USA.
So we will be given any demand coming from the US. We will be executing in orders, and despite lower realization due to the discounts, those things related to the tariffs that can be demanded from the clients.
No, definitely. See, the intent will be no on the very first. Nobody would like to supply on a lower price. But I can see everything has to be seen how the demand scenario is evolving in the entire country and the entire world. Those different conditions has to be taken on economical basis only.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tanmay Javeri from Pinterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I need a clarification. So in the presentation for the revenue mix, we have said 55% is from seamless, 35% is from welded and 7% is from others. So I guess there's 3% which is unaccounted. So could you help me with this?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you repeat?
For the revenue mix, in the presentation we have shared 55% from seamless, 35% from welded and
7. It will be 55, 38 and 7.
55.
The welded will be 38.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And so the second question is industry specific. So across the stainless steel pipe, so are we seeing any structural demand shift or like how do you expect industry pricing and margins in near terms?
See, the shift is definitely there towards stainless steel because of the quality which it carries. See, the industry, if you see many of the industry in the country, all are moving towards higher grades of pipe, higher quality of pipe, which can resist corrosion and etc. So now that is a very good change happening in the entire geography. So that is the thing I think it will help as a company who are there in SAS in going forward here. Because of this quality and the corrosion nature, what stainless steel can withstand, it will help us in going forward also.
Okay. And my last question is regarding the CAPEX. So when we said that we have new projects coming up, so could you just give guidance on what will be the capacity of the new projects?
See, again, it's slightly tough from the perspective because many of the tenders are floated. Those sometimes take time to finalize and all. So giving a specific number is very tough from us, from the side of company. But again, from the power generation side, we are seeing a good amount of demand in going forward quarter also.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So like you mentioned, the domestic demand has been subdued and in exports also there is tariff uncertainty. From oil and gas perspective also, the capex is not so strong and still it, oil and gas remains one of the key user industries for stainless steel. So while you are booking new orders or while bidding, are you witnessing any pressure in terms of realizations in both seamless and welded pipes?
See, not much on the side of seamless. We are able to get the order as per the rates we are generally trying to get. On the side of welded, there is a bit pressure. But again, see, we're trying to add value added and trying to expand few geography and sector, which would take care of that in going forward quarters to come.
Okay. And so in terms of power bidding, so like you mentioned that you are expecting some orders to come from the power segment in the coming months. So what is the market share for Venus in terms of the bidding or the order win in terms of those bidding?
See, again, very can't be very specific to that, but again there are very few companies which bid for many of these orders. So generally, the probability of you getting an order becomes good. But again, see, we already have a good amount of power order book. So definitely, it will not in the similar quantum each time we build. But again, they generally have criteria where they give orders to 1, 2 and 3 basically. The highest one and second and third also is some portion of it. So generally, they try to give the kitty to many of them. That's how everybody gets a part share of those orders. On those tenders.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to understand. Suppose if you are bidding for let's say 100 worth of projects, then in terms of those power bidding, is it fair to assume that at least 20% of the bids would be won by Venus?
No, again, it can't be. I can't give you any such specific. But it depends. Scenario. It can be. It can't be. It can be more than that also. It's already gone on many of the pricing and other factors.
Okay, sir. And so the SS pipe market demand of 3 lakh tons for India, you mentioned that you're expecting the shift from unorganized to organized. So what percentage of the market is unorganized as of now and how do you see the mix going forward?
See, we believe the, again, it's because the absolute data of stainless steel is not easy to get from the Indian market because those are generally hypothetical examples. But we again believe at least more than 20% should be on an organized market at least. And we believe out of that, definitely shifts have been started and it will keep on shifting towards this organized market.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Richa Chaudhary from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want one clarification. Out of the 175 crore CAPEX, how much did you mention for the fittings part and exactly when do we see it commissioning? Is it second half or is it quarter four of this year?
Quarter four of this year.
And how much would be the CAPEX amount out of 175
crore? Sort of more than 60 crores.
More than 60 crores. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Bargo from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is that the new CAPEX that we are supposed to commission in the fourth quarter, was this primarily planned for exports or for the domestic market?
No, it would be again, it would be mixed only, both domestic and export.
Okay. And assuming that U.S. also would have been part of the exports, is it fair to say that we can still continue to utilize it despite this tariff which has been announced?
See, the current tariff which has been increased on our product has not much affected. But again, there is a lot of confusion about what will happen in the coming forward days or quarters to come. So that is creating a lot of anxiety among all the the distributors and traders. So that is definitely a factor which needs to be considered. But again, we are exporting to many other parts of the world. We are trying to increase those share, and that was the only intent had been always to to export to many parts so that if the few of the countries are affected, we as a company are not affected. So we are working on that, and I think we will try to see if we are least affected by all these factors coming into play.
Secondly, sir, this you mentioned about this new tender for condenser tubes, which is likely to be opened up soon. Is it possible to share what could be the quantum of this tender?
Specific out would not be because those are placed on many. They are scattered in many of the part. So giving a specific value will not be correct currently.
Okay. And lastly, sir, with this new facility getting commissioned, is it fair to say that our scope in the domestic market, especially for the power sector, will sort of increase, and that would increase our probability of winning more orders from the power sector?
Definitely, see, when you win a big order like that, and as we said, we will be soon supplying the same. Most confidence are built up in the system. And you have the power manufacturing.
Sorry to interrupt you. Bargo, can you please mute your line from your side when you are not talking? A lot of heavy breathing sound coming from your line. So, sorry.
So when you supply to this, definitely a lot of confidence are built in the system to the many other power manufacturers in the country. So I think definitely it should help us to win more order on that side.
And lastly, how is the payment schedule for the BSPL order? I hope it's not that working capital heavy.
No, it's not working capital heavy.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Deva Shah from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was respect to the revenue growth. So is the growth mainly because of the volume growth or is it because of the price growth?
No, it's a volume growth.
Okay, volume growth.
For the annual, what we are considering, the targets are always based on the volume only.
Okay. So just wanted to ask, like, what would be the price growth? Like, will it revive from Q2 onwards?
Again, see, this keep on changing and again the mix of many other things also play. But currently what we are seeing is more to an extent stable currently.
Okay. And second question was, like, I wanted to get some clarification upon the seamless plant. So the new plant which is coming, so will it be commissioned in Q4 of this year or will it be commissioned in next year?
Q4 of FY26, the new project.
Okay.
Water coming.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So I just have one question. So I wanted to understand that, you know, gradually, like, you know, as we move towards more value-added products, which means that, you know, you should be, you know, handling better grades of, you know, SS. So are there any limitations on the piercing side of things? Eventually, you would have to move towards hot extrusion. So basically, just wanted to understand the capability of, you know, piercing versus hot extrusion in terms of handling higher grades as we move to more towards value-added products.
Arunji, are you taking?
Partly. It's a very debatable matter about the extrusion and the piercing. But right now, the lot of technology development has been happening in the piercing. Or now we are able to do a lot of grades as required by the client. But definitely some of the grades right now we are not able to do extrusion facility. But as the extrusion facility requires a very high capex or very high payback period. So once we have the capacity to establish for the high grade of product, which will be able to do the better utilization of the extrusion. So definitely they will plan. We are not denying that we will not plan. We may plan. It depends on the circumstances and the in future capability of the Venus. If Venus will able to develop the product which requires a higher grade, or we will not able to serve with our existing piercing facility. So then we will plan definitely.
Fair enough, sir. So that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks again. So with regards to the power, as per the current product SKUs that you have, so what is the pipe demand in terms of metric ton that you can supply per megawatt of power plant? And is there a headroom to increase your product exports to increase the content of pipe per megawatt of power plant?
See, again, it's a very, there are a number of, there are variable rule for that. But generally, what we generally see, it's primarily the thumb rule of 1800 metric ton boiler tubing per 800 megawatt project is generally what we heard. But again, it varies from project to project. Again, number of turns and number of other technical factors can also play.
Okay. So,
and apart from that, these are, and apart from that, it's a tubing, boiler tubing demand. Apart from that, there are demand for condenser and other side of the power plant also.
Yes, sir. So cumulatively, yes, sir. So, sir, I wanted to understand, you mentioned only 800 metric ton of boiler tubes. So, including boiler tubes, condenser tubes, and all other product portfolios that you have in your current SKUs, what would be this 1800 number look like?
No, again, it's not a specific one, but only what I'm trying to say ki for each megawatt, the requirement, what I have said. But again, depending on my mix on the order and any other variable.
Yes, sir, that function was not complete. I just wanted to understand the content of pipe per megawatt of power plant that you can supply with the current product portfolio and with new product introduction, how much can you increase it with the piercing capacity?
You see, it's a mix. Entire condenser tube can go in power plant. My tubing capacity maximum, if I want to give, I can give to power plant. But again, it all depends on what type, I want to be taking an entire order from power plant. So I can't give any specific capacity or number that I intend to give to power plant. It all depends on the pricing in many other sectors.
And sir, in fittings, the EBITDA per metric ton will be same as seamless or can it be even higher?
See, in case of fitting, definitely in the year to start, you would be requiring the requisite qualification from the customer end. But we generally have seen when you grow this business, this can be a slightly higher margin business as compared to the other business what we are currently doing.
So those rooms are there because there are less number of fitting manufacturers in the country. And again, when you supply a product in the entire mix along with pipe and again you are supplying fitting together, then you get a better opportunity to get a higher edge on the side of fitting. So definitely should be high as compared to the other products we are currently working, but after the approvals and all.
Lastly, bookkeeping question, sir. How much of the 175 crore CapEx have been completed till now? How much will you be spending in FY 2026?
In this FY entire year, it will be spending around 120 odd crores.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So just one question on the U.S. market. Now that FD1 outside has a 50% duty to bring products into the U.S., does that make any local producers in the U.S. competitive? Just wanted to understand, you know, how would the landscape change for domestic players? Or would approvals remain the mainstay, so players like you or even your peers who have been in the U.S. for long, their markets technically won't be affected? Any color on the U.S. market post tariffs?
Definitely, yes. Those increased tariffs make the domestic one slightly more competitive. But again, there are many sizes which goes from India to U.S. are not being manufactured, or those entire availability is not there in U.S. So again, that's why those supply will be keep on going towards the U.S. in coming forward quarter also. But again, there are further more duties or more things happening that will create a choice, and that need to be seen how it pan out.
Would it be viable for us to, you know, like, plan a future capacity in the U.S. just to make us competitive vis-a-vis imports in the U.S. market?
See, putting a facility in U.S. or any other part of the world, we as a company see, we not only specific U.S., the company keep on internally working, but something comes up for any place in the entire world, we'll definitely update you.
Okay, sure. Thanks. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks everyone for attending this conference call. We hope that we are able to give all the question answer of all the participants. If any further question, you may contact to our SGA, our investor relations advisor, for any further query. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.